Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
It is gloomy out there downtown. Storms moving across the area. Lots of tornado sirens. Dave Murray says a lot of this here in the metro is going to be gone a little after 6 o'clock. But to the southwest in particular, a lot of rain and more serious storms. And then we got a ton of rain. He said 2 to 4 inches over the next couple of days moving in. So that's not a lot of fun. We mentioned the Blues. Alex Rich from Y98 visits on a Wednesday. Sue and Fred are in the room. We had a Cardinals victory at Busch Stadium this afternoon. But you went to the hockey game last night. So here again, Fred, I'm kind of getting used to this thing because I signed up. I get FanDuel now through Amazon, right? And I like it because usually the first thing I see when I go to Amazon to Prime, it says the Cardinals, like when they're playing. But I didn't see the Blues up there last night, but I saw the score scroll and they were down 1-0. I'm like, all right, they're finally lose like I did the other. And they came back and they won again.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome. Everybody was on the edge of their seat. I think they scored with like, I don't know the exact time, but I want to say it was like literally less than 15 seconds left.
It was 29 seconds.
Oh,
okay,
really?
It was 29 seconds. And man, the place was bumping when they scored that goal because you could tell that's everybody was like kind of defeated. People felt like, you know, they always have a chance to do something great and then they blow it. But they didn't blow it. And it was that was, I think, what was cool about it is like me specifically, I always feel like my team is like, we can never just get the job done when it needs to get done. Like, you think that something great's going to happen, and nothing great ever really happens. And this was just, it was cool to see everybody, like, of course the players didn't give up, right? But, like, you could feel the fan energy in there. People stayed till it was a Wednesday night or Tuesday night. People stayed till the very end of the game. Then they came out in that overtime and scored, and, man, the place was electric.
It feels fun.
A lot like the 2019 season.
Look,
right now.
Scotty Warman has said that. Kerber kind of agreed when he was on with us yesterday. It's exciting. It really is.
Yeah.
My friend in Las Vegas, Rick Niner, he's from here originally, but he's really become a Golden Knights fan, and they have season tickets, and he's pumped because, you know, there's a good chance now that the Blues play the Golden Knights because I think they might beat out the Wild for the, you know, the top playoff spot. So that could be interesting. So a lot of fun here moving into this month. And by the way, let me just say this about the Cardinals because, Fred, you know, I watched these last two games. They won today, and there weren't very many people in the stadium today because it was a day game. But last night and the night before, both extra inning games, not a lot of people, but damn it, those fans stayed till the end.
Everyone
that was in the ballpark was still there in the 11th inning, which was kind of amazing because it was cold last night. I'm looking at these fans thinking, man, that's pretty brave to be out there in baseball when it's basically maybe it wasn't as cold last night. The night before it was.
And when the ball players have, like Arenado has the face mask all the way up, you know it's cold.
Yeah, Mason Wynn did
too.
And I don't blame him.
It's April baseball.
Mason Wynn and Wilson Contreras both got hits today. They had been 0-for for the entire season. Mm. And then Yvonne Herrera hits three home runs.
Torpedo bat.
What do you think about those? Did you guys have this conversation?
We really haven't. I mean, I did use something from Major League Baseball as like a little explainer yesterday, audio cut of the day. But Alex, look, you played collegiate baseball at Indiana. What do you know about these bats? They're legal, right? They're just, the sweet spot is essentially...
Yeah, you're growing the sweet spot. I mean, I don't know a ton about wood and the, you know, the physics behind wood, but, you know, if you have a harder, bigger part of the bat in one specific area, then... It just seems like it's going to make a lot more sense. I mean, overall, it seems to meet all of the guidelines that they need to meet as far as until the big leagues go.
Yeah, until someone complains about
well,
it,
Well, that's
right?
what I'm saying. It's like, at what point, how long do we think this is going to go before the MLB steps in and says, oh, you know, the weight ratio has to be this and has to,
well,
you know.
It might be interesting, though. I mean, if you're going to get a bunch of offense here and the fans are liking it, maybe they don't.
Well, that's right. The thing. You know, you have the pitch clock, those types of things that have sped the game up a little bit. But you really have, I think a couple of years ago, the balls, they tried to deaden the balls a little bit and those types of things. I do think that, especially look, like the Cardinals, like you said, if they have minimal people in the seats and they're trying to get some more people out there, like I don't think that this hurts anything at all. People go to big league, major league games to see these guys hit big league fly balls. They go right. to see these guys hit home runs. And I think, you know, it could light a little bit of a fire under some of these teams if this keeps rolling like this.
Well, not everyone's, I mean, like Aaron Judge isn't using them, right?
Right.
So it's just going to be preference at this point.
Well, the weight of it, I mean, look, like there's, when you pick up a wood baseball bat, there's bats that when they're super top heavy, you can tell, and some people prefer that, and they like to swing them faster, and that it gives them that ability to do that. Some people like the weight more evenly distributed, so that's probably, you know, Aaron Judge doesn't necessarily need that extra help or strength to come around on the ball, but when you have that top heavy bat and it's more the weight's in the middle there towards the top of the bat, you're coming around quick, and that thing just kind of whips around and you're able to knock the ball out of the park a little bit easier.
So they're different because they have the torpedo shape, and that comes from, as we indicated, redistributing the weight to the most dense part or the sweet spot, as Alex indicated. But one of the things, and I just looked into this, The Athletic, which is part of the New York Times, they said in a piece that they did yesterday that these bats have been around quietly in MLB. There's
really?
Minor league players, there's some major league players that have used them, but they're picking up, you know, interest. Obviously what happened with the Yankees, I think it's maybe a combination between the Yankees being really good and able mm-hmm. to hit a lot of home runs and the torpedo bat, but there's no doubt that they're not under the radar anymore.
I think the MIT physicist who designed it now works for the Miami Marlins. So we'll see what happens.
Makes a lot
there.
More sense there.
I have a question for Alex when we're done talking about the torpedo bat. About a catcher hitting. I heard an interview with Pedro Pages yesterday mm-hmm. saying, you know, he's a catcher and he's trying to train his mind when he comes to bat mm-hmm. to think like a hitter and not like the catcher.
Yeah.
And try to, you know, assume you can guess, you know, as a catcher what ball's coming. Did you ever have that problem as a catcher?
That's interesting because, especially as a catcher that calls the game, right?
Right.
Like you kind of want. You kind of have an idea of what pitches should be thrown in certain situations, but then at the same time, if the other team is doing their part in studying and watching film and knowing how to pitch to you, then in theory they would say, okay, he's thinking like a catcher, so he's going to know what pitches are coming. So I guess to combat that, the pitcher would then, realistically, if they're a good pitcher following those steps, not throw to the catcher like they're going to throw to everybody else in the lineup. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right, I think,
it does.
You know, I also like to think that when the catcher, depending upon the relationship between the catcher and the umpire during the game, I always used to like to think that the umpire would give me a little bit more grace as far as.
So
he
those
maybe
are like,
wouldn't call the close pitch that he's going to call on other people, you know, if you're back there farting on him and whatnot.
Because you were sucking up to him a little bit? I mean, I could see
that absolutely.
There's
a schmoozing game. You're over there, you know, how's the family? You're having all of those. Those guys are for sure having those conversations with the umpires. There's no doubt in my mind because you're back there with them for What? How long are ball games these days? 2.5 hours.
Yeah. Half the game.
And dude, I'm telling you, if you're not keeping that umpire safe and blocking the balls, it's going to come back bite you when you're up to bat. Your job is to be a wall back there and protect the umpire. And, you know, if you want calls to go your way, I think those are all things that factor in.
Well, it's human nature, right?
It's human nature. Sure. Now, it is interesting to see with, you know, being able to challenge the calls and whatnot this year, where that will impact on some of those things. You know, I'm sure certain calls will be overturned throughout the year, whatever. But I think all of those things are majorly important. I was going to ask what you guys thought of, speaking of catchers, another catcher, Wilson Contreras, with the, did you see the chewing the tape?
No.
You didn't see this video?
No, I haven't seen this.
Well, kind of to sum it up, you'll have to
Fred,
check this
seen
out.
It?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay. It was so interesting. He was at the plate the other night, and I guess the tape on his bat was unraveling. The pitch clock was, I guess, down to about 8 seconds or something. So they talked to him in this interview, and they're like, basically the video is him unraveling the tape off of his bat, and then he throws the tape in his mouth and starts chewing it like gum. And people are like, what in the... This kind of went, I guess, a little bit viral the other night.
Yeah, it did go viral.
All over. Everybody was posting this, talking about it.
How did I miss this?
Crazy people saying things like, he has drugs on that tape.
Yeah, people...
But, of course,
it didn't help him get a hit at all.
Right, yeah. Right.
But the video is good. You definitely have to pull up this video if you've got some time to watch. But he pulls
Did he have an explanation?
Well, he said, so he was interviewed. His explanation was that because the pitch clock only had a little bit of time left, he didn't have time to do anything else with the tape other than
that's hilarious.
Throw it in his mouth. I guess he didn't want to litter the field. I don't know, man. It was crazy to watch, but like he got a good laugh about it afterwards. But the comments for sure, like Fred said, it was like, oh, you know, don't mind me. Just need people who do those voiceovers and stuff. It's like, right. Don't mind me. I need a little snack.
They get clever on the Instagram, et cetera. That is fascinating. And I missed that. And by the way, you got a hit today. So that's good.
I love it.
Hang in there. We're coming back with more crazy traffic because of the weather.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what I had to do today? Yeah, because it kind of took a dump a couple of days ago, and can't even tell you the last time I did this. I had to buy a new microwave oven, like the stove microwave oven.
Really?
Went to Lowe's, got one of those. Yeah, it started making, like I was making a breakfast burrito 2 mornings ago, and that worked. But then I tried to put, I can't remember what it was. I tried to put something in there just to warm it up a little bit later, and then it was making all these crazy noises.
Laughing at you saying you were making a breakfast burrito. Okay. You mean
I was microwaving. Wasn't like folding the burrito. I was just putting it in there. So it worked. Like Tuesday morning, or no, maybe it was Monday morning, I had the breakfast burrito. Love those. Put ketchup on my breakfast.
Okay.
I love it. But then I was trying to do, I think it was oatmeal, and I did it for like the 3 minutes and like nothing happened. And I noticed that it was making the noise and it just seemed to be something that needs to be replaced. So here's the challenges. Alex, I'll ask you. I think I know the answer from Fred, but I'll say it anyway. Has anyone ever installed one of these things like on your own?
It's funny you ask. I actually did. And it was difficult. Yeah, because I'm not great at stuff like this at all.
Nor am I.
I'm not. But
you did it on your own?
I did.
Did you YouTube it?
Okay.
You cheated.
I kind of did it on my own. Annie's brother came over and installed the new one originally. Mm-hmm. It didn't work. It was like a lemon. I got a lemon.
Okay. Yeah.
So I was then able to take it down and then put the new one up, but the bracket was already up for me.
Yeah.
So
you cheated.
I cheated.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, but your bracket will be up.
Well, that sounds like a personal issue, but I don't even know. Like, I have a handyman guy. We call him Phil Handyman. I always kind of joke. We don't even know his last name.
Alexa
calls him
it.
Phil Handyman. He says he can do it. But Phil is incommunicado. I texted him this morning and I said, hey, going to get the microwave. Then I said, got the microwave. He's gone dark.
Waiting for him to reply.
Phil's going to reply eventually.
I had a follow-up question to the microwave itself and you getting a new microwave. Mm-hmm. At what point, because the microwave I wouldn't say is a, one of the overly expensive large appliances.
Well, it wasn't too bad.
But at what point do you see if the microwave can be fixed? Were you past that point?
Oh,
you just went straight to, I'm getting a new one?
I'm guessing this is the original microwave from the original kitchen.
Okay, it was like ready to go anyway.
About 12 years old or something like that.
That's fair.
So, but you know what? I even said this to Becky and Alexa. I thought it would take a dump long before this. I really did. It might have. So anyway, I'm getting the new one.
I like an Amana. I'm just saying that we've had good experience with Amana. I'm just going to toss it out there for you.
But I was trying to match the rest of the appliances.
Oh,
so I went
with that's big.
Frigidaire. But you know what? The guy talked me into the warranty, too, like the 3-year warranty, because I don't know, man. It was like,
I feel like
40...
if it goes out in 3 years, it's automatically included, dude. I think they stole money.
No, it was a year
you.
Warranty.
You know, totally
I'm telling
did.
You, they don't let those warranties go very long. Man. So he got me for $40 extra. That's all I can say. Alex, great to see you.
Pleasure.
All right, we're coming back with a third hour here.
Get more at 971talk.com.